The wildfires are rapidly moving from one place to another and consuming almost everything in this area in the Argentine province of Corrientes. And firefighters are also moving fast, trying to burn a control line that will slow down the advance of the flames.
What they are doing is burning a line that will force the fire to slow down, and then they will attack it with water. There's already a group working inside. We have to stop it before it reaches the road, because if it passes there, there are thousands of hectares of pine trees, and it will get even worse.
Over 800,000 hectares have already been destroyed, and with it, livestock, grains, and wildlife.
This is an area that generally sees abundant rainfall, but strong winds, lack of humidity, and drought are making it easy for fire like this one to spread all across the province. And an average of around 30,000 hectares of land are burning every day.
Also at risk are 12,000 hectares of marshlands in Iberá. The area is a natural reserve where caimans, amphibians, and other 300 species of birds are being affected. Firefighters from Brazil and other parts of the country like Buenos Aires have come here in an effort to prevent the fires from causing even more damage. Ramón Pared is in charge of the firefighters that have come from Buenos Aires.
The only thing we can't control is nature, so you need to control everything else. Corrientes is lacking resources. They don't have the equipment they need. They have great people, but they're not prepared. They need pickup trucks, firefighting kits, uniforms, among other things.
Javier Storti is desperate. He says he has lost almost everything he owns. Most of his land was burned by the fire, and like many others, is currently in debt.
Sometimes I don't want to continue, but I have to, because what am I going to tell my family? I have a family of 60 people, 19 work with me. Where's my family going to work? There's no work here aside from this.
Rain is crucial at this point to prevent the fires from spreading to other provinces. But heavy rainfall is not expected until March. A long wait for those involved in the daily fight against the flames. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Corrientes, Argentina.